The review after Liverpool 4, Leicester City 0, Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers to chew the fat off the latest pre-season friendly. Klopp pre-match interview, Neil on LFC TV was talking about Curtis Jones in the six. Sean, you relayed a bit of paraphrasing, but he basically says on the ball, it makes a lot of sense on opportunities, but without the ball, we'll see. The six can be exposed, whomever it is, when we're not compact. And I think he does emphasise a little bit on that post-match about what we're doing out of possession when we're not set, when the press isn't right and stuff. I mean, obviously, this is another experiment, and I don't think there's a ton to take from this, but we pondered Curtis a bit deeper before. I mean, it's maybe something to take that it's him and not someone like McAllister, say, for that job.
Yeah, I think the big thing is that it's not McAllister. I think before you get into Jones, I think he's got a really clear idea as to what he wants McAllister to do for Liverpool this year. And I think it's not too dissimilar to actually a lot of what Curtis did in the last sort of nine games of last season, but as McAllister rather than as Curtis Jones. So he's not even hinted at it. He's not moved towards it. You know, he's used Trent there rather than, and moved Trent out of the hybrid position rather than do McAllister there. So I think that is, McAllister will play left or right of that box behind the front three. And that is what he's going to do year one playing for Liverpool. That's it. It will take extreme circumstances, I think, for that not to be the case when they're playing that shape. Now, they might not always play that shape, but it's worth pointing that out. There might be some times they go to a different shape, and I am intrigued to see what they do for the whole of the game against Bayern Munich. And I think the other thing is they play a more orthodox shape in the second 45 anyway. It's still got a little bit of Tsimikas inverted, but on the whole, it looks like a 4-3-3, as you normally expect to see a 4-3-3. All of that said, he then goes with Curtis. And I think that'll be in part impacted by what happened with England in the summer. I think it's also worth remembering that when they go to Forest last season, they play 4-4-2 and Curtis sits next to Fabinho in that one. I think that over a period of time, we've remarked on the idea that he may well have had an eagerness to turn Curtis Jones into the sort of footballer that Wijnaldum was for Liverpool, but with a lot of his trying to retain a lot of his Curtis Jones strengths.